Well, you know, I would say it's been a journey. Only mm-hmm. even in these last few years, you know, midlife, really, what, like, God just kind of got my attention. He says, Rebecca, you're operating from a broken heart. You know, I think sometimes we, in our childhood, if we take on that personality of performing, then we start to believe the lie that says, I'm not worthy of love unless I earn it. And so when you carry mm-hmm. that kind of weight or rejection of worth throughout life, you'll be surprised how much you crave and are desperate for public affection. And God mm-hmm. just gently told me, he said, hey, Rebecca, public affection will never heal private rejection. And part of your broken heart is that maybe you experience some rejection in close friendships or close relationships. And so now you're thinking you always have to be on, or you always have to be guarded, or you always have to be kind of performing for people to like you. And when I kind of acknowledged that day, I said, please, God, heal my broken heart. That began a confession that was a gateway to freedom in a whole bunch of areas. And that's where God kind of just said, I'm going to take you on this three-year journey, and I'm going to show you all the places that you're not currently living free, and that you can, you know, part of it's just coming into it through a place of healing and confession. And that's what it's looked like. It's been slow and steady. I think when we all kind of come to grips with, if we're operating out of a wound, it's going to affect every area of our lives. But when we start to feel like, one thing I say in the book is, our worth is never measured by ability, but in identity, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like what you do, it's who you are. And, you know, I learned that early on with my firstborn son, Cade, who at 26, I find out the diagnosis that he has Down syndrome. And I'll never forget getting those results and walking into the NICU, because he still had to stay at the hospital longer than they would let me stay. And I'm mm-hmm. seeing these little sky blue eyes look at me and say, Mom, are you going to love me for me, not for what mm-hmm. I can do or what I can accomplish or what milestones I can meet? And that was a grace, honestly, into motherhood. It was God's way of even then saying, I want you to learn what true identity is, that our worth is enough just because we are who we are, not because of what we do ever.